What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. WERU's annual Spring Community Gathering will take place today from 11:30 to 2 p.m. at the Alamo Theater in Bucksport. It's a get-together for WERU volunteers and staff and listeners, that's you, to celebrate community radio. Did you know that WERU turns 37 years old on May 1st? Happy birthday! There'll be pizza in the lobby and live music in the theater starting at 1 p.m. with the Night and Day Jazz Trio, followed by folk duo Waxwing. The event is free and open to the public, so there's no need to RSVP. We hope to see you on April 26th for our spring community gathering. Don't forget that Carl Little is reading from his new book of poetry, Blanket of the Night, tonight at 5:30 at the Wendell Gilley Museum in Southwest Harbor. Meanwhile, at the Basil Burwell Community Theater in Belfast, you can see The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. It's an intriguing mystery play by Simon Stevens, based on the fabulous novel by Mark Haden. The show runs through May 4th, Thursdays to Sundays. For tickets and more information, go to BelfastMaskers.com. Have you wondered where the intersection of sports fan and those who love art is? It's at the Illustration Institute in Waterville. The show is called Sports Illustrators, and it explores the stories of athletes and sports through visual arts. The exhibit is up through June 16th at the Waterville Creates Tyconic Gallery. For more information, illustrationinstitute.org. One of the artists is Allison Bechtel, who's the creator of the comic strip Dykes to Watch Out For and wrote the book Fun Home. You still have time to be charmed by the April Student Art Show at the Blue Hill Public Library. The exhibit is available for viewing through the end of April during regular library hours. bhpl.net for more information. Speaking of art at a library, the Tiny Art Show is back at the Ellsworth Public Library. First, there's the workshop. On May 1st, 3 to 4:30 p.m., come to a painting workshop. All the materials will be provided, and you can create your own tiny masterpieces. Now, if you want, these could be entered into the community contest, displayed on the main floor of the library, and get voted on. People can vote until the end of May. So again, the Tiny Art Show is back at Ellsworth Public Library, May 1st. Go to the workshop. The latest presenter in People, Nature, Art at the Wendell Gilley Museum is Peggy Clark Lumpkins. She's been a painter for more than 50 years and has developed a distinctive style for portraying nature on canvas. She calls painting, oh, I love this, a love letter to being alive. The event is Tuesday, April 29th, 6 to 8:30, and again, that's at the Wendell Gilley Museum. You need to register for this event, wendellgilleymuseum.org, and while you're there, look at their other events. There's always interesting things happening down there in Southwest Harbor. We're all invited to an art exhibit at Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor. The show, Strictly Local, Paintings by Mavis Melissa Davis, opens on May 1st. On Sunday the 4th, there's an opening reception from 2 to 4 p.m. Again, that's at Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor. This is a solo exhibition, and it's showcasing the work of local artist Mavis Davis. It features a collection of paintings that capture the essence of the local landscape, celebrating the power of artistry and the deep connections between artist and place. Are you a mom or a caregiver? There's a writing workshop just for you. It's happening May 10th at the Blue Hill Inn, led by Kate Moses, who's the author of Mothers Who Think, Tales of Real-Life Parenthood, and Because I Said So. 33 mothers write about children, sex, men, aging, faith, race, and themselves. Go to wordfestival.org for all the details and to register. Again, the workshop happens on May 10th, but go to wordfestival.org for all the details and to register. As always, double-check the time and the place before you go anywhere, because we do not want the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. Don't forget about WERU's Spring Community Gathering. It's taking place today, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Alamo Theater in Bucksport. Pizza, live music, a little bit of something for everybody. Have a good time. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street.